Hi there, welcome to GCSE Revision, podcast number 3, and we're looking at early Elizabethan England, and we're looking at Elizabeth's government. So when we're looking at power, when Elizabeth came into power, one of the things she had to do is she had to sort out her government, sort out who was going to help her rule. And we're going to just look at the different features that involved in Elizabethan government, because it might be a question that you're asked about. So when we're looking at government, it's very different from what we know today. So today we have obviously Parliament, etc. Parliament was there, but it just worked really differently. So I'm going to start off by talking about the court of Elizabeth. So the court, that was almost like an inner circle, and they're almost like the influencers of today. They would have the ear of the Queen the most, and they would be made up of noblemen who acted as the monarch's, the Queen's advisors and friends. They were close to her. They advised the monarch and helped display her wealth and power. Now, it could be members at court were also members of her Privy Council. And I want you to remember Privy Council, because they are key. Now, the Privy Council were a group of people. They would meet up about 3 times a week. Mary's Privy Council had about 40 people in it, but when Elizabeth came, she had to choose who was going to be on her Privy Council. And that was in itself a minefield, because if you picked the wrong people, you could upset people and cause problems, etc. So the Privy Council were members of the nobility who helped to govern the country. They were really important, and they would meet up about 3 times a week. And the Privy Council, part of that you would have justices of the peace who would oversee the law and order and security of the country. But the Privy Council were key. So the court influence, they were like close friends, and quite often people at court were part of the Privy Council. Now, Parliament. You'd think that Parliament is dead important, because it is in our times, but Parliament didn't meet very often. In fact, in the whole of Elizabethan reign, it only met less than 20 times. Now, Parliament advised Elizabeth's government, and they were made up, like it is today, of the House of Lords and the House of Commons. And in the House of Lords, it would be noblemen and bishops, and the House of Commons were elected. And Parliament passed the laws. So basically, Elizabeth would call Parliament when she needed laws passed. You also have justices of the peace. They kept law and order, because there wasn't a police force. So they were large landowners appointed by the government. And you would also have Lord Lieutenants. They were noblemen appointed by the government who governed English counties. And they would raise something called the local militia. And the militia is a force of ordinary people who would be raised to help fight for you or whatever you needed in an emergency. So that is podcast number 3, the government. You need to know about the court, the Privy Council, Parliament, justices of the peace, and Lord Lieutenants. So your questions for your podcast, 1 to 5, is number 1, grab your pen and paper. Who made up the court? So what type of people would be in the court? That's number 1. Number 2, why would you say the Privy Council is more influential or important than Parliament in Elizabethan times? Why would you say the Privy Council is more influential than Parliament? Number 3, who were the militia? So the Lord Lieutenants would raise the local militia. What does that mean? Number 4, what did Parliament do? What was their role? And what did Elizabeth need them for? Number 4, what did Parliament do? And number 5, how often did Parliament meet? And how often did the Privy Council meet? So how often, number 5, did the Parliament meet, and how often did the Privy Council meet? Well done, that's you done another little chunk of revision that will lead to you getting fab results. Well done. See you soon. Bye.